Welcome to episode 93 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Happy Thanksgiving Day for everyone who celebrates Thanksgiving Day. I thought, in honor of the holiday, I'd talk a little bit about things like generosity and gratitude. In his theory of natural selection, Darwin emphasized competition. It's competition that drives selection. This emphasis, and the particular way his theory was put forth, have been used to justify some rather cruel and heartless human philosophies. But Darwin was wrong. It's not competition that drives selection, it's behavior. Competition is just one aspect of behavior. Let me introduce you to a game called the Prisoner's Dilemma. You and your partner in crime have robbed a bank. The prosecutor has enough evidence to put you both away for a year, but on a lesser charge. They really want to nail at least one of you for the actual robbery. So the prosecutor offers you a deal. Rat out on your partner, and you will walk free. At this point, you can either cooperate with your partner and keep silent, or betray your partner and start talking. If you betray them, you walk free. If you both cooperate, both keep silent, you get a one-year sentence. If both of you talk, each betraying the other, you'll get a two-year sentence. While if your partner talks and you do not, you end up with a three-year sentence. It's funny, but when I looked this up, every single description gave slightly different numbers. Regardless of the particular numbers used, if you talk and your partner does not, you have the best possible outcome. The second best is if both of you keep silent. Next, both of you betray. And the worst, your partner betrays you and you stay silent. If this is an isolated incident and no further reprisals are possible, your best bet is to go ahead and betray your partner. You've got a chance to walk out scot-free. But there's another form of this game called the iterated prisoner's dilemma, where it's played over and over again. In that case, betraying your partner now may cause them to betray you in the future. This is a classic scenario in a field of mathematics called game theory. It deals with what the best strategies are under different circumstances. In the 1980s, there was a tournament held. Schools and programming teams and individuals sent in programs that implemented different strategies for playing the iterated prisoner's dilemma. The program that did the best overall was also one of the simplest. It's called Tit for Tat. In Tit for Tat, the first move is to cooperate. The next move depends upon what the other person did. If they betrayed you, you betrayed them. If they cooperate, you cooperate. That's it. Cooperate on the first round, and then repeat whatever the opposing player did for the rest of the rounds. In analyzing the results of different strategies set against each other, it was found that those that start out by cooperating tend to do better than those that start out by betraying. And those that are willing to forgive, to return to cooperation, also perform better. Tit for tat is a little too simple. If two versions of tit for tat, or two players using that strategy, are playing each other, if one betrays the other at any point, they're going to get locked into an endless cycle of betrayal and revenge. That can happen just because of a computer error. The strategy was modified slightly, so that if it had been betrayed and got it locked into one of those cycles, every now and then, at random, it would cooperate anyway, in order to break those cycles. It was one of the first examples where cooperation turned out to be better than the selfish act, even though superficially the selfish act looks like it has a better reward. This may not sound like it matters much out there in the world, out there in nature. But if we abstract the game somewhat, we can get an idea of how it applies. Any time where cooperation gives you a lesser reward, but is better than competition over the long run, tit for tat could apply. If you and another animal have the same food source, and it's sitting right in front of you, you could either fight them for it, or just take part of the food. You may get less to eat, but you avoid a fight. Even if you win the fight, you can be injured, and each injury is a path for infection. A bad enough infection can kill you, either directly or because it causes you to be too slow to manage to take care of yourself. Over time, a simple strategy like this can get embedded in your genes. It's true in many species, especially the social ones. When humans play the prisoner's dilemma, even the single form, where no reprisals are possible, people will still be more likely to cooperate than betray. To reinforce this sort of cooperative behavior, we have emotions. It feels good to be generous. It feels good to give and receive gratitude. Competition is one kind of behavior. Competition, by itself, doesn't drive selection. Behavior drives selection. I'll see you next time.